Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. And it's gorgeous outside. As you know, I always take a look outside. I love it. I love it. I love it. Little warm air, little cold snow. It's all about the good thing. It's all about water. Well, Senior Matters. What is Senior Matters all about? Senior Matters is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. And Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our community. Our center is located here in Carbondale at 3rd Street Center, Room 33, and we have a variety of programs. Art, tennis. Wait a minute. We don't play tennis in the center, but we do play ping pong, table tennis. We sponsor an Alzheimer's support group, most important in our community of aging. We do Medicare and tax assistance programs, and those are going to be on the calendar. April 15th is around the corner. We don't want to talk about it, but we're going to do it, aren't we? So, today, what is today all about? My guest today, Nikki Delskin with CAFCI, Community Age Friendly Initiative, and Mary Kenyon with Impact Marketing. And these two ladies are going to talk to us about seniors, the seniors' services in our community, the senior programs that they are involved with, and the elements of being in an age-friendly community. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Hi, Diane.
Hi there. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm doing great. What a beautiful day today.
It is, isn't it? And Nikki, I haven't seen your face for a few weeks.
A few days,
really? Yeah, it is a few days, isn't it? Welcome to Senior Matters, and let's get rolling, because I know you ladies have a lot to talk about and about what's going on. Nikki.
I think let's start maybe with Mary sharing with all of the listeners what it means to be an age-friendly community, and she has experience even before Carbondale joined the AARP network of age-friendly mm-hmm. communities.
Mm-hmm. Good lead.
So being an age-friendly community is based on the 8 domains of livability, and they include outdoor spaces and buildings, transportation, housing, social participation, respect and social inclusion, employment, important part of a lot of people's lives, civic participation, communication, and health services. So, yes, it covers quite an array of things. And both Pickens and Eagle Counties became age-friendly, I think about 2017, they were actually designated as age-friendly communities. And in doing so, they're bringing some of these 8 domains of livabilities to the forefront, especially as it pertains to the older population, but really for people of all ages.
Okay.
So the mantra is, what's good for an 8-year-old is good for an 80-year-old. So let's make sure that our communities look at the things that we do and the services that we offer and make sure that they're equally available to everyone of any age.
How do you involve yourself with these areas? What is it that, you know about it that we don't know about it?
Well, I think that on the county level, they have great programming. So if you need you know, a healthy meal, if you need assistance in finding a caregiver, then you'd call the county where you live. So here you would call Garfield County. Judy Martin and her group can tell you, you know, they're just a wealth of information on the resources that are available. And then where there are gaps is where I come in. And I advocate for things that are needed in the community. So one thing that we're particularly focused on right now are home-delivered meals. Mm-hmm. So in Carbondale, we went from, you know, having no home-delivered meals to yesterday we delivered 7 meals.
Really?
Yes.
You started it.
Yes.
At a girl, Mary. Go for it.
So we're working on it, and we're bringing in partners. So we have a transitional program underway, and we're actually getting the meals from Eagle County. But we're working with Garfield County. We're working with Valley View Hospital. We're working with lots of partners. As Nikki will tell you, it's all about collaboration and partnerships and bringing in people that are very passionate about making this community great and bringing them together and getting to solutions. And that's why I really appreciate Kafke and what they're doing.
Yeah. You said you delivered 8 meals. So where did you get the drivers? How did this come about? Where did you get your volunteers?
We ask for volunteers, and people have called. I actually am training a volunteer tomorrow, so I'll do the route with her for the Thursday route. And as I said, it's small world. Nikki's son is actually the caterer who provides the meals for Eagle County. So he cooks the meals. And tomorrow we're having veal marsala.
Oh, yes.
So that's a Sounds really fun good. One to deliver.
Where do I go for lunch tomorrow?
Well, you had to RSVP by noon today. So sorry, Diane.
That's wonderful. The quote unquote, as I remember, meals on wheels, you know, going to the homes, going to those that are no longer able to do the things that they've done before, you know, the seniors in home. So I'm glad you've got that support going.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's not safe. It's not safe for them to use their stove or oven. And all of these meals are reviewed by a dietitian. Mm-hmm. So they are nutritious. They have, you know, nutritional value. Mm-hmm. And they're large enough portions that they can eat some of it at lunch and save some of it for dinner or even the next day. So it really is filling a huge gap for some of these seniors.
Just a quick thought. Who's paying for it?
The seniors,
county?
Well, the Northwest COG subsidizes the meals, but the seniors actually pay for their meals. So at the end of the month, it's a suggested donation of $3. So very
meal
reasonable.
Or per month?
Per meal.
Per meal.
Yes.
Okay.
So for that, they get, like on Tuesday, we delivered, it was vegetarian lasagna with a piece of garlic bread, a green salad, and a beautiful piece of chocolate cake.
Sounds so good.
Pretty good meal for
$3. Here's my address.
Yes.
I like hearing that.
Yeah.
I like hearing that. Because,
brings lots of smiles.
Yeah.
Lots
I remember smiles. When I lived on the Monterey Peninsula, Meals for Wheels. Yes, Diane. I told the girls before we got on the air that I'm in a wee bit of discomfort, and I did take some pain medication, and it's the one you prescribe, doctor, so it's good. It's not druggy, but I'm a dingy. So girls, I might be ding-a-linging all day with you guys. So what else is new? I love hearing it. You know, it's taking care of an immediate need, food.
Exactly.
Immediate need. So what else is going on in your corner, Mary?
Well, I'm really excited about Kafke coming on board as an age-friendly community because it'll open a lot of opportunities in the more rural parts of our community. So, and just the way they came about so organically and that first assembly where over 150 people, members of the community, came.
It was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you so much for being a part of that. And while we mention that, let me roll over to Nikki. Kafke. I mean, has it only been a year?
We first got together in January of 2019. Just barely a year.
Talk about Kafke and what Kafke has done in the past few months.
Okay, so let me start by telling you how Kafke came into being, because I think that as an age-friendly community, there are now 14 or 15 in the entire state of Colorado. And I think that we're probably the only ones that are totally organized, and the work that we do are all volunteers, all people in the older community. And it came about...
She's smiling. I think she's proud.
It came about really accidentally, because I'm on the Bike Pedestrian Trails Commission, and we were looking at some dangerous intersections in the town of Carbondale, and specifically this particular one is the corner of 133 and Cowan. Mm-hmm. And we were considering different issues around pedestrians and bicyclists, and how do you audit? How do you get specific statistical information about the danger of an intersection? And by looking at that, I came across AARP, Age-Friendly Communities, in the domains that Mary talked about, has developed workbooks. And one of the workbooks and guides for addressing dangerous intersections provided communities with walk audits. And I was walking with a friend of mine, Judy Blanchard, who is now co-chair of Kafke. By the way, Kafke, I know, is a mouthful. It stands for the Carbondale Age-Friendly Community Initiative. I was on the walk with Judy, and it was in January, and it was a January very much like the streets are now, full of snow, full of ice. Mm. And we were talking about the dangers of walking in and around Carbondale, and I had told her about AARP walk audits, how to audit streets, and just said to her, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could bring all of the AARP resources to Carbondale? Look at this network that they have all over the national network of all of these age-friendly communities. And I knew that Garfield County had not joined the network. And she just turned to me and said, we could do that. Just like that.
Simple as all that.
We could do that. And because all of us are seniors who have mostly retired and have had good careers and have a lot of experience in a lot of the eight domains that Mary outlined, Judy said, I'll just bring together a group of people. Let's sit down and talk about whether or not we could do that. And out of that meeting is how Kafke grew. That was in January 2019. The issues that everybody in town were talking about were mobility issues and danger issues. And we knew that the Board of Trustees were going to have a work session on mobility. And so we drafted, I don't know that you'd really call it a petition. It wasn't really an ask. It was more the citizens of Carbondale are really interested in the older population not being a footnote in your planning. Mm-hmm. We want to be at the top of your minds when you think about civic and social participation. And we just started talking to people in the community. We had about 2 weeks. We gathered 186 signatures, of which 26 were people from Heritage Park, either staff or residents, and went to the Board of Trustees and outlined 5 issues that that people talked to us about in terms of their concerns just around mobility. And those issues were sidewalk clearance and encroachment and interference with pedestrian traffic, which were not being enforced. There were regulations, but no enforcement. We heard about bike, pedestrian, automobile conflicts that made people feel unsafe. Lack of ADA accessible benches along trails and along sidewalks. a number of very unsafe intersections on along 133 and lack of transportation outside the downtown core. And those were the original issues that CAFCI started addressing back in 2019. And that's how we got started, and we've just been moving along since then and have gained the ear and really the incredible support of the town trustees, the Bike Pedestrian Trails Commission, people who work for the town, and other partners in our community.
And also being acknowledged by AARP, bringing them in and how they addressed CAFCI and you and Ron at our meeting that you held.
Within 6 months of the day that we formed in January, we helped the town complete the application to become the 13th member of the AARP network of age-friendly states and communities in the state of Colorado. That application completed and accepted in July. And out of that, we now have the incredible resources of AARP in the town of Carbondale, mm-hmm. Helping us to address, I think, the major issue that we're looking at now, and I could talk about all the other things that we've done, are that the population, that the demographic of seniors is 11% right now and is expected to double in 10 years. And at that meeting that you were talking about that really celebrated us joining.
Oh, boy, and howdy.
It was very, very exciting because 160 people showed up because there's an incredible spirit in the town of Carbondale to do for ourselves, to really not depend totally on government to do for us. And I think that the main goal of CAFCI is to let government know, let community know that we want to be visible, we want to be vocal, and we want to be contributing. It's not that we're just asking community to help support senior programs. It's saying or address senior issues, that we're here and that we're capable and we are contributing.
And, you know, you came up with that 11% on the demographics. It seems to me it's a strong voice. The senior community here, they're not laid back. We're not sitting back and retired and doing nothing but traveling. We're part of the community. We contribute.
Yeah, and actually that number, 11%, is in Carbondale proper.
Proper.
If you include the more rural parts around us, that number goes up significantly. So in both Pickin and Eagle counties, it's approaching 20%.
Wow.
And it'll be, you know, a quarter of the population in about 5 years. So I think if you look just at Carbondale proper, of all the towns in the Roaring Fork Valley, Carbondale proper actually has the youngest population, you know, that middle age, you know, 30, 20, 30, 40 population. But once again, the ranchers and people that have been here a very long time are more rural. They're not considered Carbondale residents, but they're part of the Carbondale community. And that's what's great about the breadth of CAFCI. And, you know, something that we always talk about are the coordinated efforts. So mm-hmm. It's great that Carbondale is the first town in Garfield County to become age-friendly, but they also have the support of the adjacent county, Eagle County, and then Pitkin County that's adjacent on the Crystal Valley side. So I think all together, I mean, Nikki has AARP's representative coming out in the next 2 weeks to sit down and talk some more about planning and strategies moving forward. And so that's the kind of guidance that we're able to get. For such a small community, we're getting this great guidance. And then as we need, you know, monetary support and marketing support,
exactly,
they're there to support us.
And you know, one took me back. First moved here in 2006. my landlady, Jenna Sterrett, Virginia Sterrett. Her idea was to address the needs of the seniors. We had no recreation activities. We had no center. We had none of this. We went before the trustees for weeks on end, you know. And before we knew it, we were members of the recreation department. We got a senior center. We raised money. We had grants. So the same thing happened in the beginning with Senior Matters. You came in with CAFCI, and it built upon making it an incredible community for our senior community, Eagle, Pitkin, and Garfield counties. Also, taking a part of that, we share that wealth, you know. And I think it's time, your timing is perfect for it. CAFCI's timing to come in and address the needs of the senior community, to enrich them, to address it in a really good way. We started the programs, Senior Matters did. You're doing the business.
And I don't want to present like CAFCI is an answer, because CAFCI is really people talking to people talking to people. So it's creating community through interpersonal relationships. And when we do that and when we build community, then when the town takes up an issue, it's not just like a footnote. It is that considering the issues of the older population has to rise to the level of consideration for every single thing, both civic and social, that the town is doing. So if they're going to renovate a park, for example, they can't just consider putting in playground equipment without considering how people will get and access that park, without putting mm-hmm. in ADA accessible mm-hmm. benches and putting in curb cuts so that people can get there. Out of that big meeting, the wonderful fall event that we had, just celebrating joining this community, that's not like an end point. It's really a beginning point of building those personal relationships. And out of that, people have filled out interest cards, and we have been having house meetings around the community to engage people socially and interpersonally to share their stories and help build this community that we're building.
You know, I can't believe it. Time has gone by so quickly. And
only when you're having fun.
I know it. Giggle, giggle. Mary.
Yes.
I'm going to give you 15, 25 seconds. Tell me something that you want our listening audience to hear from you.
Well, it's all about building a community. And I think that's what I love about CAFCI, is that it's organic and it's coming up from the community. So we need more people involved. I need volunteers to help us deliver the meals. And I have people that would love friendly visits. And I have other people that really want to engage with other people. So give me a call at 970-274-2632. Or email me at mary@impactmarketingaspen.com, and we'll get connected.
Nikki, I'm going to do this for you with CAFCI. Telephone number, of course, 970-366-6460. What is it you would like to say to this listening audience?
I would like to say, join us. Get in touch. HFriendlyCarbondale.org, or email me, Nikki@HFriendlyCarbondale.org. We'd love to hear from you.
You know, we have 27 minutes on air, and I believe it felt like 15 seconds, that quickly. Nikki Delskin. I did it again. Nikki Delson is a drugs doc. What can I tell you? CAFCI, Carbondale Age Friendly Initiative, Mary Kenyon, same, and Impact Marketing. Thank you for joining us. It went so quickly. All I want to do is say thank you. And to everyone out there, remember, the more you work your mind, the greater the cognitive reserve, and the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life, live it up. Life is good and filled with wonderful dreams of all things possible, like Kafka.